Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content...
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is February 10th. 2023, and you're tuned in to the Neuro Life Islamic Center's online Zoom.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
Alhamdulillahilladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu 'iwaja.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave, and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدن ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward.
ماكثين فيه أبدا.
Wherein they will abide forever.
وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا.
And to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son.
ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا.
A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor have their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou, Muhammad, wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps.
إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا.
Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct. And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight. Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years. And afterward we raised them up, that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried. We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها لقد قلنا إذا شططا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside him, for then should we utter an enormity.
هؤلاء قومنا اتخذوا من دونه آلهة لولا يأتون عليهم بسلطان بين فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا.
These our people have chosen other gods beside him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وإذ اعتزلتموهم وما يعبدون إلا الله فأووا إلى الكهف ينشر لكم ربكم من رحمته ويهيئ لكم من أمركم مرفقا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وترى الشمس إذا طلعت تزاور عن كهفهم ذات اليمين وإذا غربت تقرضهم ذات الشمال وهم في فجوة من ذلك من آيات الله من يهد الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose move away from their cave to the right, and when it set, go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guideth, he indeed is led aright, and he whom he sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فابعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have ye tarried? They said, We have tarried a day or some part of a day. Others said, Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
And in like manner we disclosed them to the people of the city that they might know that the promise of Allah is true and that as for the hour there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves, they said, Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them. Those who won their point said, We verily shall build a place of worship over them.
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Some will say, They were three, their dog the fourth, and some say five, their dog the sixth, guessing at random, and some say seven, and their dog the eighth. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number. None knoweth them save a few. So contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ وَاذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ إِذَا نَسِيتَ وَقُلْ عَسَىٰ أَن يَهْدِيَنِ رَبِّي لِأَقْرَبَ مِنْ هَذَا رَشَدًا.
And say not of anything, lo, I shall do that tomorrow, except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest, and say, it may be that my Lord guideth me unto a nearer way of truth than this. And it is said, they tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قل الله أعلم بما لبثوا له غيب السماوات والأرض أبصر به وأسمع ما لهم من دونه من ولي ولا يشرك في حكمه أحدا.
Say, Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is He, and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside Him, and He maketh none to share in His government.
وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا.
And recite that which hath been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change His words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside Him.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking His countenance. And let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهَ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
Say, it is the truth from the Lord of you all. Then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. Its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces. Calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ إِنَّا لَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا.
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارُ يُحَلَّوْنَ فِيهَا مِنْ أَسَاوِرَ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ وَيَلْبَسُونَ ثِيَابًا خُضْرًا مِنْ سُنْدُسٍ وَإِسْتَبْرَقٍ مُتَّكِئِينَ فِيهَا عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ نِعْمَ الثَّوَابُ وَحَسُنَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
As for such, theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk, and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein. Blessed the reward, and fair the resting place.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا.
Coin for them a similitude, two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grape, and we had surrounded both with date palms, and had put between them tillage.
كِلْتَا الْجَنَّتَيْنِ آتَتْ أُكُلَهَا وَلَمْ تَظْلِمْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا وَفَجَّرْنَا خِلَالَهُمَا نَهَرًا.
Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein. And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth and stronger in respect of men.
ودخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا.
And he went into his garden while he thus wronged himself. He said, I think not that all this will ever perish.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man? But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
If only when thou entered thy garden thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There is no strength save in Allah, though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فعسى ربي أن يؤتيني خيرا من جنتك ويرسل عليها حسبانا من السماء فتصبح صعيدا زلقا.
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden and will send on it a bolt from heaven, and some morning it will be a smooth hillside.
أو يصبح ماؤها غورا فلن تستطيع له طلبا.
Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth, so that thou canst not make search for it.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
And his fruit was beset with destruction. Then began he to wring his hands for all that he had spent upon it, when now it was all ruined on its trellises, and to say, Would that I had ascribed no partner to my Lord.
ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا.
And he had no troop of men to help him as against Allah, nor could he save himself.
هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا.
In this case is protection only from Allah the true. He is best for reward and best for consequence.
واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كماء أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا.
And coin for them the similitude of the life of the world, as water which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingleth with it, and then becometh dry twigs that the winds scatter. Allah is able to do all things.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are an ornament of life of the world, but the good deeds which endure are better in thy Lord's sight for reward, and better in respect of hope.
وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالَ وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا.
And bethink you of the day when we remove the hills and ye see the earth emerging, and we gather them together so as to leave not one of them behind.
وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم ألن نجعل لكم موعدا.
And they are set before thy Lord in ranks, and it is said unto them, Now verily have ye come unto us, as we created you at the first. But ye thought that we had set no tryst for you?
ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا.
And the book is placed, and thou seest the guilty fearful of that which is therein. And they say, What kind of a book is this that leaveth not a small thing, nor a great thing, but hath counted it? And they find all that they did confronting them, and thy Lord wrongeth no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أفتتخذونه وذريته أولياء من دوني وهم لكم عدو بئس للظالمين بدلا.
And remember when we said unto the angels, Fall prostrate before Adam, and they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He was of the jinn, so he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will ye choose him and his seed for your protecting friends instead of me, when they are an enemy unto you? Calamitous is the exchange for evildoers.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
I made them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation, nor choose I misleaders for my helpers.
ويوم يقول نادوا شركائي الذين زعمتم فدعوهم فلم يستجيبوا لهم وجعلنا بينهم موبقا.
And be mindful of the day when he will say, Call those partners of mine whom ye pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not hear their prayer, and we shall set a gulf of doom between them. And the guilty behold the fire, and know that they are about to fall therein, and they find no way of escape thence.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And verily we have displayed for mankind in this Quran all manner of similitudes, but man is more than anything contentious.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
And naught hindereth mankind from believing when the guidance cometh unto them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, unless it be that they wish that the judgment of the men of old should come upon them, or that they should be confronted with the doom.
وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ وَيُجَادِلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ لِيُدْحِضُوا بِهِ الْحَقَّ وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَمَا أُنذِرُوا هُزُوًا.
We send not the messengers save as bearers of good news and warners. Those who disbelieve contend with falsehood in order to refute the truth thereby, and they take our revelations and that wherewith they are threatened as a jest.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا وَإِن تَدْعُهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا.
And who doth greater wrong than he who hath been reminded of the revelations of his Lord, yet turneth away from them and forgetteth, what his hands send forward to the judgment. Lo, on their hearts we have placed covering so that they understand not, and in their ears a deafness. And though thou call them to the guidance, in that case they can never be led aright.
لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لعجل لهم العذاب بل لهم موعد لن يجدوا من دونه موئلا.
Thy Lord is the forgiver, full of mercy. If he took them to task now for what they earn, he would hasten on the doom for them, but theirs is an appointed term from which they will find no escape.
وتلك القرى أهلكناهم لما ظلموا وجعلنا لمهلكهم موعدا.
And all those townships, we destroyed them when they did wrong, and we appointed a fixed time for their destruction.
وإذ قال موسى لفتاه لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين أو أمضي حقبا.
And when Moses said unto his servant, I will not give up until I reach the point where the two rivers meet, though I march on for ages. And when they reach the point where the two
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدنه ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا ماكثين فيه أبدا وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا إنا جعلنا ما على الأرض زينة لها لنبلوهم أيهم أحسن عملا وإنا لجاعلون ما عليها صعيدا جرزا أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها لقد قلنا إذا شططا هؤلاء قومنا اتخذوا من دونه آلهة لولا يأتون عليهم بسلطان بين فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا وإذ اعتزلتموهم وما يعبدون إلا الله فأووا إلى الكهف ينشر لكم ربكم من رحمته ويهيئ لكم من أمركم مرفقا وترى الشمس إذا طلعت تزاور عن كهفهم ذات اليمين وإذا غربت تقرضهم ذات الشمال وهم في فجوة منه ذلك من آيات الله من يهد الله فهو المهتد
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم with refuge, protection with Allah from Satan, the rejected, the cursed enemy. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. With the name Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa tahu la sharika lahu. I bear witness there is the one God Allah, and there is none, nothing like unto him whatsoever. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. And we bear witness that Muhammad is the slave servant messenger of Allah. Peace be upon the Prophet, his family, his companions, the believers of all. Ameen. We seek refuge with Allah. Allah. Mene Shaitan, away from Shaitan, the rejected, the cursed enemy, the open, avowed enemy. As the young folks say, he has no shame in his death. Open, avowed enemy. And he multiplies that by making attacks from left and the right and the high. One of the readings come from Surah 90 of the Quran, and it mentions about telling the prophet that you are a free man of the city. Have that ballot, right? Hulum have that ballot. You are a free man, or you say free mind, M-I-N-D. You're a free intellect of the city, the ballot, the city. He didn't say country. He didn't say Bedouin, one that roams about unestablished. He says the ballot, B-A-L-A-D, ballot. He's referring to city life, being established in city life. And so you are a free mind. You have rights. You pay taxes. You own property. Maybe a business. Right? You are established in your city with a free intellect to govern. We live in what's called, and arguably so, the greatest country in the world. Give or take, you know. But it's an excellent place in many ways. So now, entering into America, and have that in quotation marks, entering into America is not the same as entering into the 50 United States. It's 50 states that are united. So they say United States of. Pausing that word of. I want some of that. Right? I'm not saying the whole thing. The 50 states that have become united are of something. And what are they of? They are of America. So the 50 states represents the geography. Illinois, Indiana, Alaska, Hawaii. Yeah. And the 50, they're united upon the principle called America. But sometimes we loosely use language and use it interchangeably. And you're not really wrong, but we're going to key in on certain language today, inshallah, God willing. So the 50 states that are united, that's geography. But America is a concept of achievement. It was an aspiration to achieve. And you find it in our expression within the 50 United States of America. So there are many geographies called America. North America, South America, Central America, Black America, White America. Yeah? Oh, we love having a religion that teaches us to think and look into. So the question is, are you a free mind in this city? Are you a free intellect in America? So many of us, we enter into this experiment of what it is. It is a great experiment of democracy. And nothing is good or bad, not judging it. But know what it is. But get the geography mixed up with the aspirations and the goals. So many of us in the United States have yet to enter into America. Does that make sense? You could be in a city and never be part of the city. Be born and raised in the city and never be part of the city. So America as a concept, or America as a destiny, have you entered into it? And Master, look at the word. Look at the word. America. That's an Arabic word. Prince. And the ka, the C-A, stands for the spirit. The soul, you may say. So Amir, what is Amir in Arabic? A prince, a ruler, right? Got the Amir of this country, the Amir of that country. But this is here, Amir Kerr saying, the prince, the ruler of the spirit. The ruler of the soul. He said, Allah made our father Adam and made him a ruler. Khalifa, that's a ruler, right? Over his life. Over his soul. And by him being our father, we too ought to be the rulers over our souls. You see, Tom said, oh, no, I got plans for that. I got to interrupt that. We can't have that, Allah. They're not worthy. And the Bible says that Satan became the prince of the air. That's Bible language. The air, the wind, the blowing influences. He said, I can't control them, but if I can control what is influencing them. So the Quran says, fight the schemes of Satan. It don't say fight Satan. By his you are whispering, the whispers, the blowing of the shaitan. Because Satan has no power over the human being except that which we give. So the air is symbolic of influences. Also emotions, the winds of emotion. So if Satan becomes the prince of the air, or the prince of influences that affects a man's thinking and affects a man's soul. Allah intends that each man and each woman be the prince or princess for their own respective souls. This is Islam. Freedom. What is our final position of prayer? You're in control. After you have obeyed your Lord, yes, you're sitting on the throne. Throne stands for authority. You have now been entrusted with the authority. And we close our prayer. So sitting on the throne of human authority, as we carry out Allah's divine plan for human excellence. So America, Prince of the Soul. So bringing in the United States is not necessarily the same as being the prince of your own soul. Commercial world is something else. And in the other worlds, Satan got as much rights as the righteous in America. So, to be the prince, or to be in America, I don't care if you were physically born here and been here 20, 30, 100 years. The question must be, how did you enter into America? Your physical entry, your mental entry, your thinking, your spiritual entry? Did you drive your own car, or were you a hitchhiker and got in someone else's car? Someone else's thinking, someone else's spiritual development. And you just adapted or adjusted someone else's entry into America and rolled in on their coattail. If you did, you never made it into America with your own soul. America, Prince of the Soul, Prince of the Spirit. Were you the captain of your own ship? No, they get no physical ship. You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah, they got a champion, got a ship, work ship. Ship just means how you going to get from point A to point B. Did you enter into America's thinking, America's life? Were you the captain of your own ship? Or a passenger on the ship? Or were you in the hull of the ship in chains? And if you were all your thinking from your parents, grandparents, going on back, if it came here in the hull of the ship, is it still psychologically in the hull of the ship today? If so, you have entered the United States of America, the geography, but you have not entered into America, the concept, the purpose, the destiny. Because you can't move or think or have a spiritual experience until someone else has it. And you watch them and study them, take notes, and then you go home and do it. That's not what it's about. It says, to each of you is a goal, a destiny that Allah points you toward. So if Allah gave you, me, and everybody our own, then what do I look like trying to copy off of you, or copy off of you? No, that's not how it's supposed to be. You can't be the prince of my soul, and I can't be the prince of your soul. And on judgment day, we're really going to see. So again, what was your physical entry into America? Hey, it was it good or bad? Did you break it? Did you improve it? What was your mental entry into the American psyche and American thinking? Was it good or bad? If it was bad, did you change it? Did you break it? What was your spiritual entry, your spiritual life into America? Were you copycatting someone else's way of life and thinking? You're not really into this concept of the soul, America, America. You're not there yet. Muslim young your friends. Like, you know what I'm looking at. Okay, don't. Say, what are you thinking about me for? I'm thinking on a bad situation. You got to change. So, have you been given the keys, K-E-Y, to your city? If someone's given our keys, now they don't say this. And this is where we have to really grow in our thinking. They don't have, this is not what they, don't only listen to what they say, take all that in. But then step back and say, if they said this, underneath it, they're saying something else. So if someone said they got a key to the city, what does that mean? It means that there are certain resources and benefits of the city that are locked up, because keys unlock. Just by saying key, they're saying something's locked up, and you ain't getting it. Y'all born and raised here. Yeah, but you haven't got into America. You're on the ground. You need somebody to work for your job. You know, that's why you're sitting in jail, prison. But see, you ain't getting, you're not in the key to the resources. The key that will stop all your shooting going on out here. If they really wanted to open up the city, they would give the people who are suffering. You know, I know this is not a campaign thing, but President Biden, he's beginning to give out money to those who are more deserving, and he publicly said, I'm going to get it from those who haven't been paying and loving for it. But don't be fooled by that. That's just the beginning. Now, that's why how you hang around someone at the rich man's table is why he's counting his money. He just leaves checks of money and fall off, but he don't realize it. He ain't missed it. He get done counting and go on by his business. And you're like, oh, man, he sure is nice. He gave you something. But Joe Biden going one step further. He's not a campaign for no one politics. He's going one step further. He's saying it out loud. Yeah, getting good student debt. And because he realized, these people have not received their fair share of America. And those rascals over there, I think you pointed out recently by a brother, he said 1% of all Americans own 99% of America's wealth. Think about that. So you may call yourself American, and we are, but we're not into the resources. They didn't tell us that there was a lock or a key. So how did you enter into, have you entered into America? Have you, and sometimes for us, and this is the beauty of a Elijah Muhammad strategy. You got the leads. I said, I don't know how I got here. The one time we were going out of town, and I saw a thief in the car. And we got in Mississippi. I always wanted to go to Jackson, Mississippi. When I woke up, we had passed through Jackson. I'm like, well, was I really in Jackson? Because I missed the whole thing. And then where we stopped at, I didn't know north from south, east from west, because I woke up, I'm at the mercy of a driver. All right, good brother. I was okay, but it's like, if someone said go east or west, I'm totally out of it. Now, our entry as the people into America, that's us. That is us. You say, well, what's the game plan? What's the rules? Who started it? What's the agenda? Brother Bill Crawford, what do you tell us? Is she not at the table? You on the menu. You on the menu. They're going to serve, pick you up, serve and dice you. So to be a free man, a free mind, a free man in the city, you got to help lay the city out a little bit. So now, name that street something else. Now, make that road go this way. So again, once again, if they're giving our key to the city, that means that something in the city is locked up. Her real resources are locked up.
So are you a free man of the city? Or are you a visitor in your own town? Are you a visitor in your own home? That's my house. You go in there, you treat it like you're a visitor. So if you don't have the keys, I mean the mental keys, the moral keys, we got some corrupt people. You know, most of us African Americans, we got some corrupt people. If you don't have the keys, the spiritual keys that you control, then you can be in your own city and still locked out from the benefits of Indianapolis or Chicago, the full benefits of America. Allah says, don't forget, you got to share for this dunya. But what's your entry into Islam? What mentality brought you into Islam? What motivation brought you into Islam? For those of us who have been around for a while, it was four letters. Four words, four letters. Freedom, justice, and equality. Islam. You know, thinking about Ramadan, you know, thinking about Eid, you know, thinking about Hajj. You can hardly say Assalamu alaikum right. So my lips, but our heart was boom. It was a powerful Assalamu alaikum. Allahu Akbar. So what was your entry into Islam? If you're not careful, someone may bark you in under some foreign influence, some cultural influence. And a lot of times, they just bring the good ones coming around us to work us, to use us. That's just a fact. Because of the one leader from Moses, and he said, if it were not for Elijah Muhammad, we would not have got Muhammad Ali. We would not have got Malcolm X. So what do you mean we got? What do you mean we got? We don't belong to you. We have a plantation or something. No, we belong to Allah. We follow the spirit of Bilal. He has Abu Bakr. So are you a free mind in Islam, in Al-Islam? Or are you just copycat and mimicking? Yeah? So has your taqwa, become conscious? To where you've been given the keys to free your mind to be a Muslim. Or do you got to wait for the sheikh or the imam or somebody to tell you everything about your religion? You don't do that. No Muslim is owing to another Muslim in that fashion. You have respect. Protect each other's character. But only to Allah and his messenger are we owned by. We own by both Allah and his messenger. If you're Muslim. So Allah says to each of you years ago, he has directed us toward. And we're going to return to him, buried and alone. So once the individual comes alive as a free thinker, a conscious Muslim, who has submitted their whole being, their whole self, to Allah, then Allah frees that person to enter his paradise. Enter you, my paradise, my words. Enter you. They call it Nefmit Ma'ina. The soul that is pleasing to itself and pleasing to his Lord. Allah said, come on into my paradise, my worker. He ain't got no, excuse my expression, he ain't got no bums in it. He ain't got no slackers. He said, my workers, Ibadi, my servants, my workers. And then once you come to that free conscious, He understands you are responsible to your Lord. You are responsible to follow the Uswa of Muhammad the Prophet. You are responsible to good people. You are a free thinker. And you got to find others just like you. And form that united body. And then you are the ruler now. You're the emir. Allah wants us all to be the emir of our soul. Not somebody else. Beautiful religion came to free the slaves. And we say, everybody a slave or somebody in the cotton field. Sometimes the slave got more money than the average one of us, and they still enslaved. And yes, often you hear reports. They'd be on TV crying, they'd be on Oprah or somebody, Dr. Phil, this person. I had everything, and the same time I had nothing, because they were not free. Yeah. Just a little side note, what's his name? He wrote a book called $40 Million Slave. I think his name right now. Called $40 Million Slave. And he's talking about the guys in the NBA. And it's all pretty good, too. And I heard people who were in for sports say, yeah, he's right. So, our goal is to teach this religion to where it frees people. I'm not obligated to be. I'm not obligated to you in that sense. You're obligated to Allah and to Muhammad the Prophet, his example, and the goodness of people. That's our obligation. Allah, we thank you for this religion. We thank you for this way of life. We thank you for the good you've given us. Forgive us for our sins. Complete our shortcomings. Forgive us for all of our sins. And complete all of our shortcomings. And have mercy upon us. Amen. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear beloved Muslims, let us remind ourselves of the standards of Al-Islam, the guidance of Al-Islam. And with this guidance and these standards, let us be those who are standard bearers. Then the youth look at us. Or we look at each other. Or our neighbors look at us. They say, yeah, I've been watching this brother here for a while. And they don't change. They keep the standards. Also, we do not want to be of those who water down the standards. The winds of emotion, you mentioned, right? The winds, the influences that come. So we can say, well, now, I'm being very careful when I say this, because don't put everybody in the same bag. Modesty of the male and the modesty of the female is clear in Islam. You got cultural expressions and different reflections, but still, it's the basic modesty. Don't change that. Don't say, well, you know, it's only a little bit for a little while. What did Rasulullah say about little? He said the shaitan has given up all hope of getting you to do the big things. But he said, look out for one of the little ones. Right? So sexual trends, Islam is clear. You can't say, well, you know, here's no way you know. It says when Allah is his messenger that's spoken, the believer has no opinion on what they have concluded. Right? Now, we still may have somebody in our family that kind of shuts the job a little bit. We may have somebody here who's shaking. That's an American shake, right? Shaking a little bit. Okay? Or they may be saying, you know, certain things. And Allah's tell, and Allah give us room for that. Allah says forgive and overlook those things. Right? Forgive and overlook their faults. They remind us to get in the Quran. Don't you want Allah to overlook some of your faults? for all your faults. Yeah, okay, well, you don't have to overlook other people's faults. But at the same time, don't change the standards. Don't try and lower the standards. Don't be no super Muslim trying to raise the standards. Whatever whatever Allah says, you're going to double it. And you have no right to do that. Maintain the standards of our Islam. When it comes to our lives, our family lives, our business life, whatever it may be. Maintain the standards and the rules established in the Quran. And maintain the rules and the standards in the noble life example of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maintain that. And encourage others. And I'm being very intentional in saying encourage. But sometimes some of us know we can come up with a sludge at it. And I'll be more ahead with it. You don't do that. You encourage them. What's the first encouragement? You don't fall back. You don't lower your standards. So they will always have a living testimony in their eyes, within the vision of their eyes. But you begin lying a little bit, or they catch you coming out of the liquor store one time, right? I was at a gas station one time years ago, and the sister, she's from the Nation of Islam, right? She knew I was Muslim. And somebody had won the lottery, they hadn't came with a ticket. It was Abdullah somebody, right? She said, y'all gamble? She put it all up. I didn't even know the person, right? I said, look, Abdullah somebody, you're going to just Abdullah lottery. Because you said, who's Abdullah law? I'll tell you that. You know? So, but that person lowered the standards. So if they lowered the standards, found some way to help them. Now, if they lower in the standard that don't cause me to harm on that person, go to war right there. You say, I may lose, and you will not lose. You may get beat up, but you won't lose. Because Allah will always reward you for it, right? And just the fact sometimes he was like the old lady. She's a slave. And the Confederate soldier, the big captivated was John, when he rode up on his horse. He's all proud. And she went there with a little bit of squish and just kid. He looked down there and laughed. He said, old lady. He said, what are you doing? She said, I just want you to know we signed them all. I want you just to let you know, I know I can't do a praying for you, but you know, what you're doing to me is wrong. And I can't do nothing about it. But just so you just know we signed them all. That's how we got to be. Don't need to get on the side of wickedness. You know, you see somebody doing wrong and you don't find some kind of way to advise them or encourage them. You're going to say, well, you know, we're dealing with America, everything's real. It is, and hellfire is real. So I'm going to learn. So, Ben Elat is there, Kuluran, and Bea Dia Padetina, and Hubman, and the Book of Rachmatan, and you can tell Tabakab. I mean, because I'm just about to come. Yeah, line straight, shoulder to shoulder. Now we got about two more coming. We got one more coming. At least one more coming. You got room for one more? My way to Salat Juma. Raka Kane. Yalashi to Allah and Stafin Lakaba. Allahu Akbar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ولل لكل همزات لمزات الذي جمع مال واسدا يسبو ان الملا هو اسدا فلا لهم مزانا فحسما وما اجرك وما حسما لا ظلاه مخدا التي تتاله على اسدا انها عليهم مصدا في امد ممتدا الله اكبر سمي الله لمن حمدا الله اكبر الله اكبر الله اكبر الله اكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس الله أكبر سمي الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله يبانا أتينا في الدنيا حسنا كما في أسيرتي حسنا كما أتينا إفادنا I was going to spirit excellence in this life, going to spirit excellence in our destiny, the afterlife, and protect us from the torment of the fastest men. Now, Pastor, how to gather? Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. We thank Allah for this day. Jumma Mubarak. That's the Jumma. Any announcements? Weekend school Sunday, 10:30. And your mother meetings today? Okay, in Marvel, that's Muslim American Veterans Association. Yeah, so you're Muslim, you're vet, you're part of it, you can join. Even if you're a vet from a different country, you're still American, right? You can join, just in case. Oh, well, that's me. Because I wasn't going to be a dollar maker. I was not. And if you didn't, if you didn't just walk out of the house, you're also glad. Yes, ma'am. Keeping up is beautiful coming. Alpha, we got a show beating tomorrow, too. Yeah, it should be tomorrow at 9 o'clock from 9 to 11, so good. Any more announcements? Okay. You need to make sure. I don't think mine's over here.
Yeah.